Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Glad to have you with us today. I'm Jeff Cavins, and today we're going to be talking on the Rediscover Hour about a grand topic. A grand topic. We're going to be talking about grandparenting, and we're going to be introducing the Archdiocesan Initiative. Joining us on the show today is going to be Crystal Crocker, and with the Office of Evangelization. She is the Interim Director of the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis. Also, Kim Doyle. Kim Doyle is going to be joining us today from the Church of St. Joseph in Rosemount. They are a parish that they're actually implementing this grand program in the Archdiocese. And then we're going to be joined by Judy Cousins, who, like myself, is a grandparent, and she is participating in the growth of this movement locally. And it's going to be a good show. By the way, if you don't have grandchildren and you're saying to yourself, well, maybe I don't need to listen to that show, how wrong you are today. Because not only will you someday be a grandparent if you get married and you have children, most likely you're going to be a grandparent, but you can be the catalyst for sharing with people that are grandparents right now the keys to becoming a supernatural grandparent and being an effective grandparent. So there's nobody outside of the scope of grandparenting here. Either you are one, or you know of people who are grandparents, or you had grandparents. I'd guess you probably fall into that third category. You probably had grandparents. Now, some people would say, well, I had great grandparents. Well, somebody else might say, I didn't have such great grandparents, or I didn't really know them. We all have different stories, but the point is that grandparents, they really have an impact on our life in a very, very powerful way. You know, I grew up in the Twin Cities in Bloomington and then moved out to Chanhassen for my high school years. And when you think back about growing up as a kid, you have a lot of memories. You have memories of your friends. You have memories of school. You have memories of sports and all those kinds of things. But I think some of the most special memories, as you look back to those years in elementary school, junior high, whatever it might be, is the interaction you had with your grandparents and the stories that you remember, the lessons that they taught you, the example that they provided with their life. It's very, very powerful. And, you know, according to the demographics these days, this is becoming the largest group in the country. And as the largest group in the country, they're going to have perhaps the biggest impact on the next generation. And I think that the Lord is calling us to a new level of responsibility as grandparents, a new level of ministry as grandparents. And when you look at your role as a grandparent, you know, it's not something where you just opt in or say, well, maybe I could do something once in a while. My friend, if you're a grandparent, this is your ministry. This is your calling. This is the opportunity that the Lord is giving you at this stage in your life. When you were in your teens, you did the things of a teenager. When you were newly married, you did the things of a newly married couple. When you started having children of your own, you did the things that parents do. And when you reach those years where you have grandchildren, it's time to do those things that a grandparent does from a biblical perspective, from a Catholic perspective. It isn't just an age of retirement. It is not just an age of saying, well, I did my thing. I'm done. I'm going to sit back now. You may be coming up to the biggest, most effective time period in your life. And why? Well, you've got an unusual set of circumstances that you're living in right now. You have more time, perhaps, than at any other time in your life. If you're not working anymore and you are, quote-unquote, retired, you may have more time to influence your children than any other time. And as Judy Cousins is going to be sharing with us later on in the show, you might have a second chance that you were hoping for, and it's right in front of you, and you didn't even know it, a second chance to influence your adult children. She's going to be talking more about that in just a little bit. But you've got more time than you've ever had before. You've got perhaps more resources than ever before. And I'm not talking about just money, and that might be true, but you might have a cabin. You might have a home. You might have some resource that would be of benefit to your grandchildren and their friends to influence them for Jesus Christ. You also have an automatic built-in respect and almost hero worship from your grandchildren. They love you. They look up to you. They're in awe. You are their hero. And you know what's so interesting about that? And I know because I've got two grandsons, Frankie and Dominic. Isn't that something? Francis and Dominic. I never thought I'd have two grandsons named after two great saints. But they automatically love you. They automatically look up to you. And I didn't do a thing. It's like God gave me a gift. God just laid it into my lap. He said, look, these kids are going to worship you. They're going to love you. What are you going to do with it? Well, I hope we go beyond playing pitch and catch, and that might be important. But I hope that I can impart to them something of Jesus, something of the love of God, the justice of God, the mercy of God, the kindness of God, and that they can look at my life and the life of my wife and say, I want to be like them. And then there's one other thing that you automatically might have, and that is this. Some of you as grandparents, you might have come to the Lord a little late. You might have come to the Lord in your 30s or 40s or 50s, and you might be living with a little bit of regret and saying to yourself, you know what, I wish I could go back, and I wish I could influence my children, because now that I know so much about the church and the Lord and the beautiful communion of saints, I regret that I didn't know that earlier. Well, listen, you can't live in regret the rest of your life. You can't live in yesterday. God is giving you a chance today. You might have a year left. You might have 10 years left. You might have 30 years left. You might have 40 years left here on earth. I don't know. We're not guaranteed, but I know this. As long as you have breath, you can take advantage of it, and you can use this time to go back and redeem lives and redeem the time, redeem the opportunities with your adult children as you love and interact with your grandchildren. So you've got time, you've got resources, you've got wisdom like you've never had before, you've got automatic hero worship, and perhaps you even have a little bit of remorse about the way you raised your kids. You got another opportunity now. This is going to be a great show today. Should I say it's going to be a grand show today? Don't go away. Stay with us. And right now, if you know of grandparents that need to know more about this new initiative in the Archdiocese, they need a little bit of a boost to be a supernatural grandparent, tell them to tune in right now. And by the way, these shows are rebroadcast on Saturday and Sunday. We'll give you more information about that. And you can also go to archspm.org and search for the Rediscover Hour, and you can grab them and listen to them at your leisure, as they say over across the pond. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Crystal Crocker, Kim Doyle, and Judy Cousins about being grandparents. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back right after this. Rediscover.
Hi. We're Modern Roadways, installing, patching, and seal coating driveways and parking lots since 1953. All blacktop will show considerable deterioration after 4 years. The best and most economical way to correct this is a hot chip seal. We apply liquid asphalt that penetrates and rejuvenates. Then we cover with rock or stone. The covering material has to stay on for 6 weeks. Then it's the owner's responsibility for its removal. This spring, we're offering a $100 discount to any relevant radio listener who gives us the go-ahead on any bid over $1,000. Last year, several customers asked that the discount be donated to Relevant Radio. We love doing that. Call us for a free estimate. Modern Roadways, 763-545-1777.
Is it a beautiful? Is it a marvelous? The God of the universe.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. It's a grand show today. It's actually a grand life, and you might be a grand parent. We're talking about grandparenting today, something that all of us are influenced by. Joining me is our interim director for the Office of Evangelization in this fine Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, a longtime friend, Crystal Crocker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
So have you changed desks? Did you go over to my old desk?
No, not yet. I'm too busy.
Not yet.
No, and I loved what you had to say opening the show. You are spot on with grandparenting, and I know you have your wonderful grandfather, you and Emily, grandparents, and beautiful grandchildren, and I haven't joined the ranks yet, the prestigious ranks of grandparenting.
You are poised to become one, because tell us what happened in the last month.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, our firstborn child, Tracy and I, we married off our daughter to a wonderful young man, Jack and Kelsey, and they're going to be moving to Nashville, packing up the gifts and all their belongings tomorrow and headed down to Nashville. And we gave them generously about 2 years. We want to be made grandparents very soon.
Well, it might happen sooner. You never know. Yeah. You know, you hear about these couples who get married and about 9.5 months later, they're...
That's true. And that could happen, too.
their parents. It happened to us, and it was very soon after our daughter, Carly, and Patrick.
That would be such a blessing.
It is.
And children and grandchildren are such blessings.
There's nothing like... I'll tell you what. There's nothing... it's fun to have your own children, to hold your own children.
Right.
It's a whole nother experience to watch your children hold their children. That is... it's like you love twice. And your heart expands. It's really an amazing thing. Well, what's happening in the Archdiocese? I know that for some time now, we've been focusing on grandparents as an opportunity for evangelization. And this is really coming up and taking a wonderful shape to it right now.
It is. It's just been... beautiful to see the response. We put out from our office, we just did a little test survey to see the interest, and we posted the email with the survey. It was just a 5-question survey on 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and by the next morning at 8 a.m., we checked the survey. There were 250 responses. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
And then in the next 48 hours, there was 400 responses. So
those 200 people went back and responded again?
I don't know. They got their friends, and it has been spreading. I think there's enormous, enormous interest, and you and I and Judy know that at the recent Rediscover celebration, we had a grandparent breakout, and as chairman, I was trying to figure out what room to fit them in, and I'm glad we chose a larger room. We were at capacity of over 400 that attended that event. So grandparents really are yearning and have a strong desire to do more. I know that through the office, we have been getting calls and other grandparent ministries that are out there. I've been just talking with them, and they've been sharing their information. Some of it goes back 20 years where they've developed prayers and groups and meetings and workshops and gatherings, all kinds of things. So this is something that is, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. Certainly, it's part of God's plan, as you so eloquently opened up the show with. And even Pope Francis, in his recent visit on emphasizing the family, has said many times quotes about grandparents. And one I love the most is, grandparents are a treasure. They have the strength to leave us a noble inheritance. And it is so true. I remember my own great-grandfather came over from, he was Norwegian, and he brought his fiddle. And when I took violin lessons, I had the privilege to play his fiddle. He fiddled, I played the violin. Uh-huh. But we have that heritage that we need to know. Grandchildren need to know of that.
I'm just curious, when you played your grandpa's fiddle, you know, maybe you didn't play it exactly like he played it, but what went through your mind and heart when you grabbed that fiddle and knowing it was your grandpa's fiddle?
Yeah, it was beautiful. I felt so privileged. I told everybody, hey, this is my great-grandfather's fiddle, violin. I mean, he did fiddle. He was a fun guy, and he gathered the family around that. And I felt very privileged.
And I, too, fiddled. I fiddled around in third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade.
Yeah.
Then ended up playing the trombone. But I did fiddle around. So tell me what's going on in the Archdiocese.
So you know, and you mentioned, too, and our whole Holy Father is very aware of this, that our society is really losing the value of family and family time for children. I mean, there's so many stresses and pressures on family with two working parents and excessive homework maybe, and the extracurricular activities that demand the time, that there's not always time to talk about faith and or even the family table. It's just kind of becoming quite a crisis. And so, in addition, our society is telling, it's not valuing grandparents. The message out there is that when you've raised your children and they're gone and grown, you're done. Mm-hmm. And that's not what God says. And you're going to, at the conference coming up on August 27th at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville, you're going to be talking about this and what God says. In particular, Scripture says in Deuteronomy 4:9, for example, teach these things to your children and your children's children.
Right.
And that's just one of many places. I mean, even Jesus speaks of his own heritage and learning from the past generations, and we just can't let that go.
And I'll pause there just for a second. That's, you bring up a good point with Deuteronomy 4 and and Jesus, you know, and Psalm 145. And that is that a parent, and everybody understands this, but a parent has a responsibility to teach their children. And the church teaches us that. The parents are the first catechists, and they're the primary catechists of their children. That means they're the ones that impart the faith to them. But a lot of people don't understand that there's a biblical mandate, which Judy Cousins and myself tried to bring out in the Rediscover conference a couple of years ago, and that is that that grandparents do have a biblical responsibility to have some influence on their grandchildren, and in fact, will one day give an account for it.
Absolutely. And so when we look at evangelizing and through our office, where do we go? Evangelization is really all about relationships. And one of the best relationships is right there in the family. And we want to equip grandparents. And it's like that. If you wanted to look at it as a football game and you said, well, we're just going to play with the defense and the offense can sit on the sidelines. I mean, that's crazy. So we have a whole team out there or a whole army of grandparents that we want to get back into the game. And the best way they're the second influencers to the grandchildren next to the parents. I mean, they're the ones that have the most access to the grandchildren within the family context. And grandchildren, the relationship is there with love and with trust. And so the grandchildren are really going to respond greatly with this. And again, Pope Francis, what he has talked about is evangelizing through the family and with prayer, but not only with prayer. He was very specific and very clear about this. We have lots of grandparents that are praying, and that is really important. We want to take them deeper and get them into intentionally praying for their grandchildren and praying together. And there are many ways that we can do this. But Pope Francis was very clear. If we are going to bring the gospel to the church, that's our mission, and to the family, we need to also act. He said we cannot just pray and without action. And if we just are doing action without prayer, well, then it's hollow and shallow.
Well, it fits into to our basic worldview as Catholics, and that is faith and works. And
exactly.
That faith without works is dead. And God revealed himself in words and deeds, and we respond, the Catechism says, in words and deeds. And they have to accompany one another, and they have a relationship between the two.
And so this is what our goal is for the Archdiocesan Catholic Grandparenting Ministry, is that our hope is that we would gather together at the conference, but then launch more that's beyond the conference so that we can equip grandparents not only with prayer, but also with something that suits their own situation. Every family is different. If they are dealing with adult children that maybe they're divorced,
mm-hmm.
How do you grandparent through that?
Right.
Maybe they have teenage grandchildren. Well, how do you grandparent teenagers? And then if you have grandchildren that you know, maybe they have a disability, we're going to address every life situation at this conference and then beyond.
And the conference again is?
The conference is The Gift of Being Grand, and it's on August 27th, starting at 9 a.m. in the morning until 4 o'clock, and then at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. And Mary Mother of the Church has an anticipatory Mass at 4 o'clock, so you could come and spend the day with us and go to Mass. But we have some wonderful, exciting things. We have built a website. It's www.catholicgrandparenting.org. The website will soon be open. I'm hoping to get it up, and we're building it now. Within the next week, hopefully you can access that. But right now, you can type that in, www.catholicgrandparenting.org, and you will see our event page for the conference, where we have a downloadable registration form. Or you can call Susanna Boley at 651-291-4411. And Susanna Boley, or you can email her at Bowles, B-O-L-L-E-S, at archspm.org.
And we'll give out that information before the end of the show a couple more times.
Yes, we will. But you can go to that website and find all the information out about the Grandparenting Conference. We will be posting the agenda as well. And if we have time a little bit later on, I'll read off some of the things that are going to be happening, some of the topics. I think you're going to be amazed and impressed. You need to invite your other grandparenting friends to come and join you. And in addition, invite your pastor, invite your parish leaders. I've been out there talking to some of them, and they need to come too, because one of the things I think pastors are missing is that this treasure that is sitting right there in their pews, they look around and they say, well, we don't have the younger generation, and we can enlist and equip the grandparents to help bring that younger generation into the pews.
Real quickly, I know we're going to take a break in a moment, and yeah. Kim Doyle is going to be joining us from the Church of St. Joseph in Rosemount. She is responding to what the Office of Evangelization is putting out there as far as grandparenting goes. What at the conference, what are you going to reveal? What are parishes going to have the opportunity to do?
Well, so if we have such a wonderful lineup of speakers, and Bishop Cousins is going to be there in the afternoon speaking, and he is going to be addressing what Pope Francis's message is for families, and he's going to be pointing out to pastors that, you know, this opportunity, this resource that's right there, grandparents, I think in the past we've thought that there's senior citizens, and there's a lot of churches that have a senior citizen ministry, but grandparents are becoming younger and younger. Average age is like 47.
not quite that young.
But it's true. And then there's also, you know, remarriage and step, you know, grandparents and that kind of thing. So I think pastors should take a second look and empowering them and equipping them.
So if a parish wanted to get involved, and what would they be expecting from the Office of Evangelization? Is it you're introducing them to something they can establish in their local parish?
Exactly. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a grandparenting ministry in every parish? Mm-hmm. And we have built it so it's flexible. If there is a Tuesday morning group that goes to the daily Mass, then they can come together and pray. This grandparent ministry is not a program. It is a ministry that can flourish in the parishes and incorporate prayer. But there's also opportunities. We have study programs, and Kim Doyle's going to talk about that in a minute, the Grand Adventure study program and other programs.
Sure.
Plus, beyond the conference, we're going to be doing workshops where we teach you how to lead a study program or how to intentionally pray. And we also have at the conference and a workshop after the conference in October, a wonderful resource. She's a art teacher from Providence, and she's going to be presenting many of the things that you can use, books, games, videos, to help build this this language of faith within the fabric of your life when you have the opportunity to be with your grandchildren.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is very, very exciting, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Kim Doyle will join us. She's responding to this and is going to tell us what the Church of St. Joseph in Rosemount is doing in these first steps to get this going in the Archdiocese. And then joining us will be Judy Cousins. And Judy has some real insight into grandparenting and some tools that I think you're going to be interested in that will help you. It's one thing to build a house, but you need some tools. And she's going to be sharing some of those with us today. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back with Crystal, Kim, and Judy in just a moment.
Discover. If you desire to put your whole life in conversation with God, then Fire From Above is a book that will profoundly affect your spiritual life. In Fire From Above, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Dean of St. John's Seminary, draws on centuries of spiritual wisdom from the church's greatest mystics, showing how you can develop a deep prayer life that leads you to communion with God. Fire From Above will help you overcome the many challenges and frustrations to contemplative prayer, and it will show you how to pursue alone the Lord and His divine plan for your life. You can buy your copy of Fire From Above from Sophia Institute Press by calling 1-800-888-9344 or visiting sophiainstitute.com. sophiainstitute.com. Buy Fire From Above today, and you'll soon embark on the epic adventure that is the life of prayer, drawing even closer to God and reaching for holiness.
You are an ocean.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins, and we're talking about supernatural grandparenting today, being grandparents. And I got to tell you, it's so exciting, number one, just to walk with Jesus and to wake up in the morning. And, you know, the Japanese have a phrase for it. They call it ikigai. Ikigai. You know what ikigai is? One of the books that came out not too long ago is called The Blue Zone. And The Blue Zone was a book about all those people that live a long time in the country, you know, and around the world. And there was about seven communities around the world where they all lived to be over 100 years old. And one of them was in Japan. And they found that one of the common denominators for people who live a long time is that when they get up in the morning, they have a purpose for being. They get up in the morning with a smile on their face. They can't wait for the day because they've got a purpose in their life. The Japanese call it ikigai. I'm just going to call it, it's a good day. It's a good day. And for grandparents, you've got that opportunity with grandchildren every day to participate in their life. And I want to encourage you today to pick up that mindset that God has given you a great gift in your grandchildren. You're going to do something with it. We're talking with Crystal Crocker from the Office of Evangelization about the Grandparents Initiative. And joining us now, and a little bit later will be Judy Cousins, but joining us right now is Kim Doyle. Kim, you are out at the Church of St. Joseph in Rosemount, and you have responded to, not only you're working with the office, but your parish is responding to this call for supernatural grandparenting. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff.
How is your parish, the Church of St. Joseph, responding?
It was so exciting when I learned about this archdiocesan grandparents ministry, and I was able to take the parish plan that has been put together and will be presented at the conference as well as on the website, and take it back to our parish and just say, this is so exciting and it's so needed, and how can we do this here? And the reception was amazing. I think, you know, the Holy Spirit's got this and he's running with it. And I am so happy to be a part of it. I am a grandparent of six grandchildren. The oldest are seven. And I actually got to spend the night with my 2.5-year-old grandson. And we had a key guy this morning because I got to walk him to the park and play for a half an hour before he went to school. And I came here. So it is the most amazing ministry that you will ever be a part of, is being a grandparent. And for me, it's been a passion in my heart, and I know that I need support in this important role. And I explained to our parish that I know there's other grandparents out there that are not feeling supported, and I wanted to be able to bring us together as a community of faith, as a community of support for each other, and so that we can share our wisdom, but also to help heal each other, because there's so much pain when we don't realize, you know, we think we're guilty of not all of our children have come to bring their children up in the faith, and maybe not even going to church. And how do we support each other in that? And I want them all to know about this wonderful opportunity to attend the Gift of Being Grand Conference on August 27th. And then the truth that there's going to be initiatives and opportunities to bring programs back that will continue that support And it's going to be an ongoing support system. So,
well, you bring up a good point with the pain that some people live with. And, you know, oftentimes pain slash guilt slash shame keep us from stepping into what we're called to. And we have this sense of, well, you know, I've blown it. My life, when I was younger, I messed up and I'd just be a hypocrite. I really, this and that, you know. And we kind of defeat ourselves. But in Christ, all things are new. And there's always a new beginning, isn't there? You can be 50 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old. You still have a new beginning in Christ, don't you?
Absolutely. I think this is going to be, we want all grandparents, all Catholic grandparents, to have the opportunity to make the change needed to be the grandparents that God has called us to be. And we can do it together, and we're not alone, and we have great support through the Archdiocese, and then through our parishes. We need to get our families, our parish families back and strengthen them. And so I believe that this is the way to do it.
So I take it you're not going to spend the rest of your life just golfing and things.
Nope, not happening.
Nothing wrong with golfing, but if you got grandchildren in front of you, there's
you can teach your grandparents or your grandchildren to golf. And my husband is a great grandfather, and I know that that's something that they'll be doing together, but there's so many opportunities to do that and to do other events and things that you love to do. Mm-hmm. But during that time, you have such a great opportunity to pass on your faith, to pass on the virtues of our faith, just by being a living witness to those important parts of us and of our faith. And our children grandchildren are going to learn that through our actions.
And I want to reiterate, you know, that if you just tuned in, we're talking about grandparenting, but if you're not a grandparent, it's not a reason to change the channel. And the reason for that is that, you know, right around the corner, as in Crystal's case here, she may be a grandmother. We will call her Grandma Crystal in not too long from now. But if you're 30 years old, you're 40 years old, this is right around the corner, and now's the time to start learning. Not when you have a child. That's not when you go to Barnes & Noble and say, maybe I should check out a book on grandparenting. It's something that you should really learn all along in your life so that when you become a grandfather and become a grandmother, you are prepared with some skills and some plans to be that supernatural grandparent.
Yeah, I'm so glad you talked about the skills and the plan, because we want to equip grandparents to be intentional about God's mission for grandparents and to have a plan. And we want to help them build a plan in giving them the a number of tools and things that they can do. You know, grandparents, the grandchildren need to see and hear grandparents going to Mass and praying and modeling that. I mean, maybe their parents are doing it, but it's also good for them to witness it with the grandparents, this intergenerational faith that's being passed on from generation to generation, because someday we hope that there'll be grandparents that will do the same thing. And then, you know, having those on-the-go moments, what do you do? You know, utilize every opportunity. Grandparents, you know, those rituals are wonderful. Special food, special meals, bedtime stories.
Money.
And then, yes, you know, they can go to the ice cream store. But here's the thing. Society's message is, oh, we should, you know, grandparents should be all tickles and spoiling them with candy and that kind of thing. And that is not God's message. Yes, those are important, wonderful, special little things you can do. But you are to be intentional about prayer and actions and following Pope Francis's message that we cannot bring the gospel unless we pray and act. And that's what we want to help them at the conference and beyond. And again, I want to mention one other thing about pastors and parish leaders coming, that they can learn how to encourage and foster this in their parish. But another workshop that we're going to be making available and encouraging every grandparent to participate in is the Called and Gifted program, where they can go and learn what their gifts and their charisms are, and then they can go back and offer them to the parish and build that parish family and maybe a spiritual adoption of grandchildren. They can start intentionally praying for the parish family and the grandchildren there that maybe don't have grandchildren, or, you know, they come from some broken homes. But this is an opportunity for parishes to utilize this great resource.
Well, we're going to take a break. And Kim, I want to thank you for sharing with us what your parish is doing And we're going to pray for you. And I know that there's dozens of other parishes that are going to be coming to the conference. And that's August 27th at Mary, Mother of the Church in Burnsville. The conference takes place from 9 to 4. And in, as Crystal mentioned, there's a anticipatory Mass. What is that? Well, that means that's the 4 o'clock Mass, and that means that it's the Sunday Mass. So when you're done, you can go to Mass. Your family can join you. Your grandkids can join you at the end, and you can go to Mass at 4 o'clock. Again, that is August 27th. Put it on your calendar. More information is at archspm.org. And the website that you can find out about more about the grandparenting initiative here in the Twin Cities is catholicgrandparenting.org. Put that in your bookmarks.
Yes, and may I also say we are bringing full entertainment. We have a 7-piece band at the end that's going to pray. While we do praise and worship, they're going to be playing adoration music. So it's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a good day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Judy Cousins joins us. And I so enjoy talking to her about grandparenting. We were able to share the mic, if you will, at the Rediscover Conference. And she's got a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom, some tools to share with you about being a grandparent. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Rediscover. Chevrolet, America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Are you looking for a used car without the worry and big city dealers' hassle? Then come to Matt Sachs Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine, where you'll find a great selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles. A GM-certified pre-owned vehicle comes with the peace of mind of a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and coverage on the engine and transmission up to 100,000 miles. Plus, you'll save thousands over new. Make the trip to Matt Sachs Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine and discover what many relevant radio listeners already have, that cars really are cheaper in the country. Find us on the web at sackchevy.com. At Matt Sachs Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine, you'll like our attitude.
See the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
GM certified, no worries.
Maybe you remember those words growing up. Kids, Grandma and Grandpa are coming. What did that do in your heart? Grandma and Grandpa are coming. You know, for us in the Twin Cities here, when I was growing up in Bloomington back in the 60s, my parents would say, Grandma and Grandpa are coming. And that meant we were going to go down to the old train station, the Milwaukee Road in downtown Minneapolis. It's an ice skating rink now, but we would sit in that grand place and wait for Grandma and Grandpa to come off the train from Wisconsin. And when they would show up, we were so excited because it meant several days of fun and laughter and just being with them. Grandma and Grandpa are coming. What does it mean in your life? Maybe you're on the other end of that. Now, joining us is Grandma Cousins.
Oh, and I just love being called Grandma Cousins. Nothing could be better. You know, I just want to encourage you all out there to really mark this day, August 27th. Mark it on your calendar. We need you there, because I just look around and I know all I've learned from other grandparents. You know, we get together and we talk and we share and we find courage to be a better person. I know myself, when I start talking about faith and stuff with my friends, it helps my faith grow stronger. And so I want to have the best faith I can to share it with those grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 9, and I have, you know, I have 7 that are very, very Catholic, and I have 2 that are not Catholic, mm-hmm. but Christian. And so I have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things at this conference is we're going to have a chance
to actually learn how to deal in both situations. Not every situation is perfect. None of us have perfect families.
So you're bilingual.
Yes. But my little grandson has been here from Colorado this week, and he's a Christian, and he's learned the Hail Mary and the Glory Be this week. So I'm so thrilled.
He's been
saying the rosary with us and just having fun. So even then, you can reach out and teach and just work on those virtues. And if you have a child who maybe is reluctant for you to talk about the faith with them, we're going to give you some ideas of how you can do that. In fact, I have just been so excited about a new book that's out from Brandon Vogt.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Return. And it's a book about how to work with your children when they've left the church or left their relationship with Jesus Christ. And we're just going to give you so many tools.
Sure.
To work in every situation.
We're talking with Judy Cousins about grandparenting. The big conference is coming up on August 27th at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. Judy, you're going to be speaking. Your son, Bishop Cousins, is going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking. There's going to be many, many others, and it's going to be a grand day to learn how to pass on the faith. When you think about grandparenting, Judy, what do you see as the primary responsibility? You've raised your children. They're out of the house now, but you're not done.
Oh, so very, very much so. In fact, that I think sometimes this is my second chance. And I know that the Lord gave me these children. And in the Bible, it talks all the time about your children's children. My task is not done. And so I have some friends that I'll sometimes say, hey, you know, don't be playing golf all the time. Get with those grandkids. Develop a relationship. We'll talk some about some tools to develop that relationship when your grandchild doesn't live close to you. I have a crazy idea that I do with my college kids and what I do. And so we'll talk about some of those ideas. We're going to give you a toolbox to use. So when you come to that conference, you're going to go home with some ideas that you can start doing right away.
Sure.
But we're also going to have you sitting in groups at tables with people that have similar situations to you and talking about those situations.
Just to give our listeners a little bit of a taste of some of the things that they might receive at the conference, what would you say, Judy, to our listeners who they have maybe three or four kids, they raise their kids as well as they could, they didn't have a particularly close relationship with the Lord as adults, but then maybe at about 30 to 40 years old, they really had a more of a conversion experience and had a little bit of a regret of, you know, I wish I could go back and influence my children, but I know what I know now. What would you say to them?
You know, I would say, number one, you know, there's three things that I want you to think about. They are not alone. It's never too late. It's never too late. If you're still breathing, guys, it's never too late. And we just need to love our own children unconditionally, so that we have that relationship and always keep that relationship open with the child.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that relationship is open, we have a chance to rebuild.
Do you know, have you ever thought about, Judy, why it is that your grandchildren, you didn't give them a test. They didn't have to take a test to trust you and love you. It just came automatically. Have you ever thought about the mystery there and why that is?
No, it is just unreal. And there's just such a joy in it. It's just such an interesting thing when they see their eyes lighten up when you come into the room. You see that bright smile.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed by them. Are we giving them blessings back? That's what I would like to ask grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They are giving us that blessings with that unconditional love. What am I giving in return to them that's going to help them build a future and get to heaven to dance with me in heaven? My line always is to my grandchildren, we are going to dance together in heaven.
Beautiful thought.
And so I have to give them the tools to help get there.
Man, I got
to
work on my dance. I mean, this is not going to be pretty, but maybe I'm going to get to heaven and I'll have the moves, you know, I'll have that heavenly groove. When we're talking about toolboxes, we're talking about giving people tools to interact with their grandchildren. What are a couple things that you do regularly, Judy, that you believe has an impact on your grandchildren?
You know, one of the crazy things I do, and when I'm with a weekend with the children, I always offer to babysit offer to babysit. Even if you're out of town, you
make
can go in
available.
For a few days and take care and give mom and dad a break, because we want them to have strong marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to offer to babysit. And so when I'm babysitting, I carry a little notebook around. And like in the one house, there's seven children. So I'll write down something good I see each child doing. Then when the parents come back, we have a dinner that night, and I have a letter, and I read to them the good things I saw the children doing.
Wow.
And I share that letter. And the kids, you know, actually it helps the kids behave better because they want
you
to
be
mentioned in the letter.
Grandma, how come you didn't mention me today? Well, son.
So, you know, it's just so fun. And so that's something where that compliment second time around, I'm always very specific too. When we are with our grandchildren, I think one of the things we oh, good job. You know, good job doesn't mean much if I don't know what I did was a good job. I may have just punched my brother before I picked up the trash. Which one was the good job?
Well, Grandpa might say that was a good job.
But interestingly with that, so we need to say, I really like the way you're helping out your little sister learn to do this skill.
Yeah.
Be specific.
You know, it was a couple of years ago, I was down in Florida, and I spoke to a number of our snowbirds down in Florida, all grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and I asked that question, how many of you wish you could go back and do things a little bit different with your adult children? I think there was about 50 people at that meeting down in Fort Myers. Every hand went up. Every hand went up. So this, you know, as grandparents are automatic heroes with their grandchildren, I think also grandparents innately have this desire to do better, you know.
We have a legacy.
Yeah.
We're going to pass on. And I think, what is my legacy? And I think my grandchildren know that they are the most important thing in my life right at this point in my life.
How do you pray for your grandchildren, Judy?
I take time every day and I pray for them by name. The other thing I do, I say one decade of the rosary. I have 9 grandchildren. They each get one Hail Mary. And on that decade, maybe I'm doing the Annunciation and where Mary say yes to the Lord. And I say, Lord, help each one of my grandchildren say yes to you. Help them in whatever situation they're in, even if they think it's almost unbelievable like Mary did.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be with child? Help them accept it and say yes to you, my Lord. The 10th bead, I pray for one of the grandchildren to, for the one of their friends that needs it the most.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
So, because they always have a friend. And you know, it's interesting. They know I say that decade of the rosary. I mean, even if I was dying, I would say that decade of the rosary.
Uh-huh.
But the interesting thing about it, I usually say the rosary every day. I also tell my grandchildren that when they make their first communion, or when they're about 7 or 8, we start talking about being modest and chaste and holy. And I tell them that I pray every day for them that they will be chaste and holy for their vocation in life. And we talk about those things. We're a pro-life family. We talk about the little feet. You'll be able to purchase some little feet at the conference. I'll have some. And I'll tell you a wonderful story about how my wearing the little feet saved the life of a baby. We just have so many wonderful things to share at this conference.
Let me ask you this question, because it comes up. We've got about 4 minutes left in the show. But real quickly, if you as a grandmother see your own adult children raising the grandchildren in a way you would say, I wish I could have some input there. What do you do? Do you interfere? Do you see, what do you do in that situation? Happens a lot.
And I don't worry about the little things. You know, I would like my grandchildren to be a little neater than they are, but that's really not that important. And
right.
So I don't worry about the little things.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put out some of that stuff that is unimportant. You don't worry about it. If they cook this way, if they do the dishes this way, leave it be.
Don't micromanage.
Yeah, don't micromanage. Love what they do and give them compliments when you can.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that we have to just go for the heart of the virtue of the child and help them see holiness.
You know, I'm a speaker at the conference, and I'm looking forward to the conference, you know, and that doesn't happen very often, where I'm looking forward to coming in and hearing some of those things. Once again, we've been talking with Judy Cousins, and we've also been talking with Kim Doyle out of Church of St. Joseph, and Crystal Crocker, the interim director of evangelization for the Archdiocese. The conference is August 27th at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And for more information, you can go to CatholicGrandparenting.org. I'll give you a phone number, too. Susanna Boley will take your call. That is, I'm giving you a moment here to grab that pen. Just grab it right now. Got it? Okay, good. 651-291-4411. Crystal, any more information that we need to know about this conference?
Yes, register now because we do have a maximum capacity at Mary Mother of the Church. They've been very generous, and it's a large space. It's a beautiful space, but we do anticipate that this is going to fill up, and there is still time to get into the early bird registration where the cost is $25 per person and $45 per couple. After August 1st, it does go up a little bit, so register now. The registration form is on the website.
Well, the $25 and the $45 is a senior discount.
Well, now I told you not all grandparents are seniors. But yes, and we want everyone to be able to make it into, and so please register now. And we want to plan for you. We're going to be providing lunch for you. Every single minute is going to be filled with information. You won't regret coming. Please invite all your friends that are grandparents as well. And even those that aren't, that your parish or your parish leaders or your pastor that want to learn more about how to encourage a grandparenting ministry to be developed at your parish.
Very good. Well, Crystal, thanks for joining us. It's always good to talk to you.
Jeff.
And Kim Doyle, good to talk to you. And Judy, it's always good to talk to you. And
thank you.
We share I think a common heart for grandparenting, and along with Kim, that is exciting. And it really is. Every morning you wake up, and there's no reason to be sad and down. We got so many opportunities to reach out and to love. And by the way, your son, our beloved auxiliary bishop here, Bishop Andrew Cousins, is on his way to
World Youth Day, and he has three of his nieces and nephews with him, so it's a very exciting time for the family.
We got to remember to pray for him as well as all of our youth who are going over to Poland. Pray for a major conversion in their life, and that God would continue to do the work and complete the work that he started. Truly, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that's true of our lives, it's true of our children, and it's certainly true of our grandchildren. Isn't that a beautiful thought, Judy, that God has a plan for our grandchildren, and we get to be a part of it?
Oh, I'm just so excited, and so please come to this conference so we can all dance with our grandchildren in heaven.
How can you resist that kind of invite? From Grandma Cousins, here on the Rediscover Hour. Thank you very much, all of you. It's been really, really great. And that's just one thing that is happening in this archdiocese, an archdiocese that has one of the greatest seminaries, one of the greatest college seminaries.
And some of the greatest grandparents.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of which, Nativity Grandparents Apostolate is celebrating its fifth anniversary in the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. All grandparents are invited to an event of prayer, enrichment, discussion, and fellowship. It's highlighted by a presentation entitled, The Church Saved Me, by Mrs. Mary McClure, a teacher, mother, and grandmother. The event takes place at Steiner Hall at Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul, Tuesday, July 26th, 8:45 a.m. Refreshments will be served. For more information, call the parish office, 651-696-5401.
Do you know of someone who loves, respects, and promotes life by working tirelessly to help the poor and elderly, devoting time working with people with disabilities, or shows commitment to the gospel of life? The Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis is looking to honor those who respect life at the annual St. John Paul II Champions for Life Awards. To submit a nomination, go to www.archsbm.org and search for Champions of Life. Nominations, the deadline for the nominations are August 1st. For questions, please contact Nancy Schulte, and that's at 651-291-4489 or mfl@archsbm.org. That's the email.
Join us to honor and celebrate our 2016 Leading with Faith winners. Archbishop Hebda will present the awards Thursday, August 18th at St. Catherine University in St. Paul. Gather at 11:30 a.m. for check-in and complimentary beverage service. Lunch will be served promptly at 12 noon. For more information and to register, go to archsbm.org, click on events. For more information, call Mary Gibbs, 651-251-7709 or email gibbsm@archspm.org.
St. Genevieve Parish in Centerville invites you to their Parish Festival and Chicken Dinner on Sunday, August 21st. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., there will be bingo, pull tabs, kids' games, and silent auction, and more. I'm sure it's all going for a good cause. The Chicken Dinner runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a raffle drawing at 4:30 p.m. Come enjoy a day of fun. And for more information, visit the St. Genevieve Parish website at www.stgens. That's stgens.org.
And just in case you just tuned in, come to celebrate the gift of being grand at the Catholic Grandparent Conference, Saturday, August 27th at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. Conference includes presentations with Bishop Andrew Cousins, Judy Cousins, Jeff Cavins, Catherine Kirsten, and more. For more information and to register online, visit www.catholicgrandparenting.com or call Susanna Boley at Bowles, B-O-L-L-E-S, at archspm.org.
And I want to just remind you to go to the archspm.org website. Check out a number of the initiatives in the Twin Cities. For men, we've got the Catholic Watchman Movement. Check it out. It's starting up in September. Every parish is invited to participate as we teach men the seven basic disciplines of being a Catholic watchman, how to affect change, not only in your life, but your family and your parish. Also, check out Wine, Women, and the New Evangelization. That is a very exciting initiative that we're participating with. And you can find more information about them at CatholicVineyard.com. And next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the Charismatic Renewal Office in the Twin Cities. Go out and be a disciple today. Change the world.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.